Number 10. Hey, Judy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for coming over. I need to talk to you about something.
What's up?
Jonathan lost his job last month.
Arlene's husband? Not again.
I'm afraid so. I can't believe my daughter chose such a loser for a husband. He took another day off without getting permission, so they fired him.
And I guess Arlene can't work with the baby to take care of.
Well, that's the problem. The baby takes up all her time.
Will Jonathan get unemployment insurance?
I think so, but it won't be enough to cover living expenses. He's already falling behind on rent and other bills. They may have to move back home with us again.
Well, kids are moving back into their parents' homes all over the country. It's not just you.
I suppose so. Listen, I hate to ask, but I was wondering if you could lend me about $1,000 so I could help them out.
Look, Judy, Arlene's our niece. We'll just give you the money. Just make sure it goes directly to her. We don't want it to be used on Jonathan's motorcycle again.
I don't know how to thank you guys.
Question: What does the man imply?